Hello, friends. I've a sad story to tell this time, but that's what life's about, isn't it? Up one day, down the other. A week last Wednesday evening, I was feeling a bit groggy and got a pain in my upper back, right side. So I went to bed, thinking it'd clear up in the night. Woke up on the Thursday morning, it was still bad. So I said to Kathleen, I've got a pain, and she said, where? She said, right, we'll have the doctor. She rang and got an appointment, and we got ready to go visit him at 11 o'clock. We left a pin note on the door because Dave and Pam were going to call on us that morning, and we left a note on the door to say where we'd gone. So off we trailed to the doctor's and got there at 11 o'clock, and after a little wait, Pam popped in and Dave had driven her up to see how we were. I showed her that everything was all right, not to worry. And she said, okay, then we'll come back and see you on Monday. I'll visit you on Monday. I said, okay, that'll be fine. The doctor called us in and examined me, and immediately he came to the conclusion that I got infection in the chest. So he put me on antibiotics, and should have ended the story, but it didn't. We carried on. I got home, and on the Friday night, I had a severe attack of shivers. I was really shivering. Kathy took my temperature and found out I had a temperature. So she got out two tablets and gave me them. I went to bed and had a rough night. And on the Saturday morning, I got up and still feeling groggy. I had another of those fits. Terrible shivery fits, worse than the Friday night one. So she got the tablets out again. She said, this will bring your temperature down, don't worry. And it did. And I started to improve a little bit. On the Sunday morning, I was feeling a little bit better. The tablets were taking a hold, I should think, by then. But on the Monday morning, I was right as rain again. And we entertained Dave and Pam. And since then, everything's gone along. I've got better and I'm okay again. So they can't keep a good one down. That's what they say. I must be a good one because they keep trying. Anyway, Mary had her birthday on Thursday. She had a quiet day. The family popped in and she received quite a number of cards and messages. And she really sincerely thanks all those who sent those messages. She enjoyed reading every one of them. Other than that, everything went okay. And here we are today, as fit as a fiddle again. Nothing to worry about. Pam and Dave visited us on the Monday, and we entertained them, of course. And we go on from there. What's next? Who knows? Now for the joke. I'll try and remember it. I've only just read it. There was two friends went to shoot in a wood, took their guns to shoot some stuff in the woods, pigeons or something. And when they got into the woods, one of them dropped down suddenly. And his eyes rolled back into his head and he lay very still. So his mate immediately got his cellular phone out and called the emergency services. He says, my friend's dead. I think my friend's dead. What shall I do? He says, well, hang on. He says, we can help you. Just take things calm and take things easy. We can help you. First of all, make sure he's dead. So there was quite a bit of a silence and the shot was heard. So the man went back to the phone. He says, okay, what's next? what's next? I wonder what the fella told him to do after that. Oh, dear me. I hope you enjoy it. I did. Anyway, it'll be a while now before I see you again. But I'll think of another one. Bye for now.